Last night, the Baltimore County School Board approved a budget plan to send to the county executive. It includes a pay raise for teachers and money to extend the school day by 15 minutes. WYPR's John Lee was there and joins us now. And John, for those of us who've been following along, what passed last night is the first budget proposed by Interim School Superintendent Verlita White, not the second, far smaller budget she was told to submit by the board's chair and vice chair, right?
That's exactly right, Nathan. And this budget has an increase of more than 11% in county money. And there was a flurry of motions to make small changes to the budget. Some added to the budget, some were cuts, some passed, some didn't. And board members were looking for ways to save money in response to County Executive Johnny Olszewski's in-person plea to the board several weeks ago to try to find savings as he deals with an $81 million shortfall. But they got strong resistance from White and her staff. At one point, White chided the board for considering cuts to instruction when the school system is an instructional institution. White was concerned that the board was making cuts without knowing the ramifications. Now, the teachers' union put a lot of pressure on the board to raise pay and add positions. So Abby Baton, who is the head of the teachers' union, is happy with how things turned out.
We were trying to move it so that we could take it to the county executive and work from there.
And Nathan, they do still have to work it because Olszewski can make changes to the school budget.
Also up for debate yesterday, the county's STAT program. That's the program that puts computers in the hands of every student. County Executive Olszewski and others have proposed rolling that back somewhat to save money. What happened there?
They did talk about it, for sure, and this is a debate that's been simmering for years. Opponents of STAT have said that it was rushed into place and hasn't shown much in the way of results. There was a proposal to switch to less expensive Chromebooks through the 8th grade. Board Chairwoman Kathleen Causey supported that proposal.
The fact is that this program was not properly piloted, was in fact a vast implementation without data.
Opponents of STAT say that money could have been better spent on teachers, curriculum, and fixing schools, but Interim Superintendent White pushed back on the notion that middle schoolers can use Chromebooks. She and her staff said the devices are not sophisticated enough for middle school curriculum, which at times calls for some pretty heavy-duty software, and White questioned whether the board members who opposed STAT had given much thought to how rolling it back could affect things like curriculum and teacher workload, as well as poor students who can't afford computers. In the end, the board voted to leave STAT in place. And Nathan, near the end of this very long, hours-long discussion, White suggested that the opposition to her budget from some board members is rooted in their disdain for former school superintendent Dallas Dance, who implemented STAT. Dance, of course, served jail time after pleading guilty to perjury for lying about money he received for consulting work. White said it isn't fair to punish the school system for Dance's actions.
We are not him. He is not us.
That is correct.
We are BCPS.
That is correct.
And
we are BCPS. We are all BCPS.
And that's Chairwoman Causey you hear there chiming in with White.
So now the budget is in the hands of County Executive Olszewski. What happens next?
Well, he has some tough decisions to make. He has to do something about the county's budget shortfall, and have to remember, schools make up about half the budget. But you'll recall, he's a former teacher. He's made a lot of promises about spending money on education. So what the school board did last night was hand him a big, fat budget, and they dared him to cut it.
John Lee covers Baltimore County News for WYPR. John, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Nathan.